Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as if fentanyl wasn't deadly enough, we are having things laced upon laced, comboed, supersized, and it's an emerging threat. And we try to educate the public, and it seems like a bunch of words and a bunch of chemicals, but I'm here to tell you we got to take this stuff seriously. Now, President Joe Biden has a drug czar. We haven't really been talking about all the different czars these administrations have, but there is a drug czar. And he has declared that fentanyl mixed with xylazine, which is an animal tranquilizer known as Trank, has been linked to a rising number of overdose deaths that we're starting to see across the nation. Now, this comes from Dr. Rahul Gupta, director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. And he is asking the Biden administration to address the crisis. The government has to publish a response plan within 90 days and send implementation guidance to agencies within 120 days. Now, I think we've known about this for a while. Not sure why everybody's getting off their butts now, but they got to do something. This is, it's beyond our control at this point, and all the vilifications of doctors and limitations of their prescriptions and people now in pain because they can't get medication from a physician going to street drugs. It's starting to become something that is out of control. So Dr. Gupta said, as the president's drug policy advisor, I'm deeply concerned about what this threat means for our nation. We must act now. So I guess this is the first time we have heard in the Biden administration that the drug is an emerging threat. And for the federal government to take action, it's using the SUPPORT Act, which is a bill that was signed into law under former President Donald Trump. Now, ABC News or NBC News is saying that these opioids like fentanyl have been combined with xylazine in the illicit drug market to one, spur more addiction, spur more demand for the drug. Fentanyl should be strong enough, not understanding why these drug dealers and manufacturers need to add more to it. But xylazine-laced fentanyl is so life-threatening. It's not, xylazine is not even approved for human use. If you inject this, according to the FDA, you could get flesh wounds. Some that go black because you have necrosis. It kills off blood supply to the tissue, so it starts to rot, and you might eventually need amputation. Now, this was a tranquilizer. This Trank, xylazine, is a veterinary tranquilizer for animals used on horses, cows, sheep, non-humans. It's used as a sedative and a pain reliever. How the hell people are getting a hold of it, it's ridiculous. DEA issued an alert last month warning of a sharp increase in the trafficking of fentanyl mixed with xylazine. It is now the deadliest drug threat our country has ever seen. Remember, xylazine is not technically an opioid. It doesn't act necessarily like an opioid. So you can't necessarily use Narcan to reverse it. You could use the Narcan or the naloxone to reverse the fentanyl overdosing. That'll compete. But xylazine, I don't think we have an antidote for it. CDC said over 107,000 people in America died between August 2021 and August 2022 from drug poisoning. 66% of the deaths involving these include fentanyl. So the federal government has reported that overdose deaths involving xylazine has risen in every region of the country. From 2020 to 2021, xylazine-linked deaths increased more than 1,000% in the South, 750% in the West, 500% in the Midwest. This is according to a CDC or a DEA report. Now, this is not anything new. Remember we spoke about how this was about a year or two ago, where D.C. Department of Forensic Scientists were investigating protonitazine and isotonitazine, which were synthetic opioids that were 4 times and 10 times more powerful than fentanyl. And they're in the benzimidazole class of NPS, new psychoactive substances. They fall under a broader class of non-fentanyl analogs known as nitazenes. Now, these might be able to be held off with Narcan and treated with Narcan, as they are opioid receptor agonists. They could cause overdose deaths similarly to what the fentanyl can do. But, as we had discussed, you could buy the stuff, or you were able to last year buy the stuff online in China as research chemicals. I posted a bunch of pictures and how they, and they basically market it as research chemicals. So health officials have been scrambling since they've seen this, and luckily it looks like the pages have been taken down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But I'm trying to pull up to see. I think this site is still available. It says made in China. These are still products that look like the powder, and they're calling them chemicals used for chemical research. Now, I get it. People do use opioids and research them, but that's not supposed to be for the average public to purchase. So we got a problem. People are making their own. They're lacing their own. They're making things stronger. And these are people that are not physicians or pharmacists or PhD chemists that have studied all the ins and outs of human physiology and what these could do. These are individuals who are trying to make a product that they could sell. And so they're throwing all sorts of crap onto it. I know there was a lot of debate on if marijuana was laced, and certain police departments are saying, look, some people are lacing the marijuana. I guess what they want is they want somebody, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger in terms of a consumer. And these drug dealers want people to get a taste, and then from this taste say, you know what, I like your drug better. I felt better on your drug. Well, that's because it had extra components. So it's scary stuff. Be on the lookout, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one tragedy we see in families is, let's say you have multiple siblings, and the older one gets in trouble, and that older one gets a beating. That older one turns around and takes it out on their younger siblings for getting him in trouble, when he should be mad for getting the beating from the parents. But they can't confront the parents because they're too big and powerful. So instead, they want to project their anger, and then they go and beat on the younger siblings. It's a sad thing that happens in multiple families. And I think we're starting to see this with what's going on with wokeness and Nike and Bud Light. And so apparently there is a burn bra challenge where women are either burning a bra or a Nike sports bra in response to Nike or Bud Light using a transgender actress for their ads. And I think what people are really upset about is this big, huge, woke monster that they feel they can't confront. And instead, it looks like they're starting to project things against an individual or possibly a group of individuals who I don't think should be getting the brunt of this. So, yeah, having a transgender individual in our extended family and understanding what a lot of my transgender patients went through, many of them do not want to be depicted in a bubble bath, right, drinking beer. Many of them do not want to assume the long struggle women have had and the issues women have had with breasts and the scare of breast cancer and the pain and the uncomfortableness and the assault and all that. The average transgender doesn't want to diminish that, doesn't want to demean women. But what's happening is women and other and non-women are getting so frustrated with seeing how women are depicted by some individuals who identify as transgender women, that I think they don't know where to project their anger. And so I'm, you know, I spoke yesterday about, you know, impersonators. I love impersonators. Impersonators, and I know one who does an amazing, amazing show here in Vegas. These impersonators can, you know, idolize stars and sing the way the stars sing, like Adele and Cher. And I've always been a fan of impersonators, and I think that it is an amazing, amazing talent to be able to do the voices, sing on key, sing in their tone, and look as beautiful when you know, you may be a cis male. Or and so, you know, this, people will unfortunately blur the lines of who we're talking about. But Dylan Mulvaney, and I don't know much about her, but from what I understand, Dylan is recently transitioning, has not completed transitioning, but, you know, seems to be, you know, in these commercials, kind of highlighting female stereotypes that females don't want to be stereotyped by. Dancing in a bathtub with bubbles, wearing jewelry in a bathtub. We don't wear jewelry in a bubble bath. That's really not us. We don't do that. We don't run around and have a flat chest and a bra and be able to do all these calisthenics all happy. You know, usually it's a little bit of a fight getting the boobies into the sports bra and then trying to do sports where the boobies don't knock off our center of gravity. And so I get, and Dylan was probably directed to do certain movements. It isn't Dylan's fault, but people are upset at Nike and Bud Light for how they're depicting women. And it's, I just fear that people are going to go after the transgender community when the transgender community is not asking for this. This is something we keep saying. There is an entity that is now, shall we say, imprisoning all art to make sure that before they do their creativity or their marketing or their show or their commercial or their movie, that they better fit the guidelines and they better check the boxes. And so some of these companies are probably feeling like, okay, well, I got to make sure we're inclusive. So let's, you know, let's do this, or let's have Dylan in there. And you know, who is this entity? And this is what I think a lot of the public is wanting to confront, but they don't know who it is. And I just fear that people are going to be, unfortunately, turning their anger on the wrong groups of people. Nobody should be angry at anybody who's transgender. Somebody who wants to identify as somebody else and transition privately is their own business. And the average transgender is not asking for 8-year-olds to learn about it in school. They're not asking for people to pay for their surgery. They're not asking for you to put them in all movies. They're just wanting to do their transition themselves. It's unfortunate where this is turning. And I think we as Americans need to, before we start to turn on people or turn on each other, realize that there's somebody else who's the puppet master that's working things. If Nike wants to look inclusive, okay, there are tons of ways to do it. In fact, this also can insult transgender individuals who, if I become transgender, I'm not going to sit in a bathtub and with jewelry and play around with bubbles. Okay, I'm going to go and do my job. I'm going to, still be a first responder, or I'm going to still be a physician or a nurse. I'm not going to be having all this time to sit in a bubble bath in the middle of the day drinking beer. And so how are you trying to represent the community? If you want to represent a woman, as I said this before, then have her, a scientist or a doctor or a first responder or a construction worker. If you want to represent a transgender, have them, again, a pharmacist, a dentist, a doctor, a construction worker, a teacher. But what they're doing is they're fearful that people wouldn't identify that they are trying to be inclusive, so they're throwing the pink in there, they're throwing the stereotypes, which a lot of women find misogynist and sexist. But they're doing that because they want to make sure that whoever the woke police are will see it and go, okay, you know what, never mind, they're good, we could leave them alone, they're good. You see what they did? They threw a bunch of what we wanted in there. But when you do that, it's insulting. I've heard from many, many black individuals saying, I don't understand why they don't have black families in these commercials. They're always doing mixed race. Why don't they want to show a black mom, husband, child? Why are they always introducing and somebody could say, well, no, we're being inclusive because we're showing that sometimes the more you try to be progressive, the more you're insulting and the more you could be putting people back in terms of their progress. So I'm not sure who's been doing the marketing. This bra burning challenge, it's now on TikTok, and people are, I can't burn my bra because I wouldn't be able to make it home because they'll be in the way, and I probably would, it'll be in the way of the clutch, so I need to wear a bra, so I'm not going to be burning my bra. Nike and Bud Light, if they want to show they are in support, don't capitalize and highlight insulting stereotypes. Okay? Represent as I said, the average transgender, you don't know who they are because they identify and it's private to them. They aren't going to be in a bubble bath with bubbles. I don't know. And I get it. Some people are very out there. I get there are some females that want to be in all pink, want to be in jewelry, want to show videos of them in a bubble bath and run around with a little puppy. Some of them may want to have that look. That's fine. But that doesn't represent a whole gender. It's very frustrating. So, we hear that these companies are losing money. I don't want to see companies lose money, and I don't want to see people get fired. What I think we need to do is just confront this sort of entity that so many people are scared of and say, if you back off a little bit, you'll notice we're in being inclusive anyway without having to insult individuals. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Winter storms are over, but more weather troubles around the USA. The biggest problem, a flash flood overnight in South Florida. Enough water to close Fort Lauderdale Airport and strand thousands like this man.
All right, that noise is a tornado watch. As you can see, the waters are not receding, so it's going to be a long night. Do send help to Fort Lauderdale Airport.
The FBI may be very close to figuring out who leaked a batch of classified documents. The Washington Post says investigators know the gender and age of the leaker and that he worked on a military base. Former President Trump is back in New York City for another deposition, this one over allegations of fraud by his company. The Tampa Bay Rays are a win short of the best season-starting record in baseball in 123 years. The Rays are 12-0 after last night's win over the Boston Red Sox. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, artificial sweeteners came out. It was an accident. A couple scientists had accidentally discovered an artificial sweetener when they had eaten a meal after working in the lab creating other things and noticing, this is pretty sweet. And sugar substitutes became very popular during World War II because we had to ration sugar, and it offered a means to sweeten foods without using the very, very valuable sugar. So we have, you know, aspartame and saccharin and sucralose and all sorts of things. And unfortunately, these artificial sweeteners are not 100% safe. If you have phenylketonuria, that's a rare genetic disease, that could lead to serious health problems. If you have bowel disease, it could affect your bowels. There's been other research looking at stroke, higher risk of stroke, heart disease, and death. And then some are concerned about how it interrupts the way the gut and the brain communicate with the microbiome, causing bloating, diarrhea. And then many studies have looked at animals in cancer and are concerned about if there's a risk with humans in cancer, such as pancreatic cancer. And so they're still studying those. But we have such a push to add crap to our food and advertise it as being healthier, that the next big thing we have been working on are salt substitutes. And I'm telling you, I'm not that excited about these. So a few years ago, they were using salt substitutes that were potassium-based. And that made me nervous, because if you're using potassium-based salt substitutes rather than sodium chloride, you're using potassium chloride. Salt is sodium chloride, so they're switching out potassium chloride, but that could still mess with your kidneys, heart, high blood pressure, liver disease, diabetes. It could raise levels of potassium that your body is trying to control, and that could put you in abnormal heart rhythms, dangerous stuff. Plus, if you're on, let's say, ACE inhibitors or potassium-sparing diuretics, that can unfortunately cause you to have then spikes in potassium because your body's not dumping the extra potassium. But here it looks like the FDA is, I think, on the verge of approving these things. They are reviewing several sodium substitutes so that companies and restaurants could use them in the recipes. Now, I think the intention is sweet. The Biden administration wants these companies to decrease the amount of fat, sugar, and salt in the products. But as you all know, drinking a Diet Coke is not healthier than drinking a Coca-Cola. So is something with artificial salt going to be healthier? Potassium chloride, which we use in lethal injections at high, high doses, would be one of the main types of means to add salt, but it's already risky. The World Health Organization has issued a call to action to cut the average global daily salt intake by just one teaspoon. They said taking measures to meet this metric could save 7 million lives globally by 2030. The CDC estimates that more than 90% of Americans consume too much salt, 3,400 milligrams on average. Now, in the U.S., we want you to limit your sodium intake to no more than 2,300 milligrams a day. If you have heart disease, we want you less than 1,200 a day. But the problem is a lot of our foods, like fast food, I think pancakes and sausage from McDonald's have 2,000 milligrams alone. You can already surpass your daily limit just by breakfast. Now, the FDA thinks the salt substitutes could lower the amount of sodium, but if the problem isn't always sodium, but the fact that there's a salt, I don't think you're going to make it necessarily that much healthier. So things that are very salty are your breads and your rolls, your pizza, your sandwiches, your cold cuts, your soup, your burritos and tacos. The American Heart Association calls it the salty six. And so they want you to avoid sandwich meat, burritos, tacos. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, I'm eating burritos and tacos because I'm including beans in my diet, I'm including vegetables in my diet, I'm getting all four food groups, and I'm not having a very thick amount of bread if it's a very thin tortilla. The thing is again, the sauces and the meat and the cheese, there's salt in it. 500,000 U.S. deaths a year are contributed to high blood pressure. They've linked that to the overconsumption of salt. So since October 2021, the FDA has encouraged restaurants and food manufacturers to voluntarily reduce sodium content with its voluntary sodium reduction goals. Not sure if that's worked. Remember, these companies were struggling post-COVID, and they had to raise their prices. Nobody's going to buy a $20 hamburger that tastes blah. So in 2022, a study in adults, children, and pregnant women found that replacing salt with low sodium substitutes reduced sodium intake by 77%. Well, that's nice, But what else then are you getting? And artificial substitutes. Now, artificial salts include potassium chloride, monosodium glutamate, yeast extracts, amino acids, and dairy extracts. And so they want something that can enhance the flavor of the food, but doesn't increase your sodium intake. They say potassium will do the exact opposite of sodium. It has a channel where the channel goes either way. They're like an opposite sides of the road. But too much of that can still mess with you. When I had told you that you need to be healthy, and eating fruits and vegetables with the potassium might be the key to that, people just taking potassium don't necessarily get that same health benefit than eating fruits and vegetables. Increasing potassium-rich foods does adhere to the DASH diet, which is the dietary approaches to stop hypertension. So the diet recommends increasing your potassium intake, but through food and not supplements. So where we're at is, you know, we've kind of talked about how people are. You have those who were born, live to eat, and those who eat to live. We really need to turn into an eat-to-live sort of society. Right? You know, when you sit down for lunch, it's not because you want to be smothered in the butter and the salt and the sweet and the thick pizza crust and the chocolate dessert. No, food should have never been entertainment or for fun. You're supposed to, okay, I got to get this food in me. I got to get this salad in me. I got to get this broccoli in me. I need to get this protein source into me so I could go about my day. And when you look at food that way, you don't really care that much about the taste. I do not expect a Brussels sprout or a piece of broccoli or cauliflower to taste good. But I get it in my mouth because I have to. Somehow we have Americans, as Americans, have changed to thinking, we need to like what we eat. And it has caused a market, a huge food industry market, and all this fake food now being sold to us and marketed to us. So we're eating unhealthy. The average person that really needs food to be all sopped up with butter isn't going to really stay healthy swapping these substitutes, these artificial sweeteners and all that, because they crave something sweet. Now, people say, well, you know, you should drink a diet drink so you don't get diabetes. There's an argument that you might actually get diabetes because of the manipulation of the insulin, and you're training your body to want something super sweet. So we need to rethink what we're doing with substitutes. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. They have now identified the person who leaked classified documents online, including Ukraine's plans for their spring offensive or defensive, a bunch of very highly sensitive material. And it was a 21-year-old. We're being told, this is being reported from the New York Times, as well as Daily Mail and multiple other sources, and CNN, that it is a 21-year-old member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He has been identified as Jack Teixeira, the leader of the Thug Shaker Central online private chat group. He has been named by the New York Times as the man behind one of the biggest national security breaches in the last decade. Now, President Biden had alluded to on his Ireland trip that the investigations were getting close to finding out the source. We didn't really get a lot of information from Biden on this, but we're being told now that two members of the chat room described the suspect as fit, strong, armed, trained, just about everything you can expect out of some quote-unquote crazy movie. They said they described him as young, charismatic, who loves nature, God, shooting guns, and racing cars. The Washington Post reported they had seen video. Oh, I apologize. I'm having issues with my computer now. That they have seen, they had, when they had looked at some of the material that was put online, you could see things in the background. You could see, like his gun magazines and things like that. And so the man, there's a video seen by the Post where he's at a shooting range with a large rifle, wearing safety glasses, ear coverings. He looks into the camera, and then he says some real, real nasty, from what we're understanding, racial and anti-Semitic slurs, and then fires multiple rounds at a target. Now, I don't have that video, and I'm not going to obviously share that if I did, because I don't want to play that kind of stuff on air. But this is a 21-year-old. What the hell is he thinking? What's he doing? And to make it into the National Guard, the Air National Guard, I mean, there's got to be clearances. Do you have to be fit for duty, both mentally and physically? Not sure what his motive was. So, it's breaking news. All we have right now is it's 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. And we'll, as we get more, we'll keep you posted. We also have some news on that Cash App founder who was murdered, stabbed in San Francisco. It appears that it was a colleague. Now, many of us have seen the video of Cash App founder Bob Lee, where he was stabbed in the middle of the street last week. He was visiting San Francisco from Miami. And apparently we don't have the name of the suspect, but we are being told it is a fellow tech executive who lives in the Bay Area that Lee might have known him. All right. Now, apparently Lee was in town for a conference. The pair were seen together in a car at about 2:30 a.m. moments before the stabbing. They had some sort of confrontation that led to the attack. Now, his wife, Krista, told Fox News 2 that she remains perplexed at the suspect's motive, but that the pair did know each other. And it's frightening. He staggers out of the car. You could see him on surveillance footage from some of the buildings. You see him trying to call for help or use his phone, and then he ends up dying in the hospital later that morning. Now, we do know that there's escalating crime in the area, but we're told a 24-year-old man has now been arrested, and they believe it's somebody he knew and worked with him in the same industry. So, Lee and his wife used to live in San Francisco, and they moved to Miami. And his wife, Krista, I don't think we're any longer together. I think they might have separated, but she said that she lost her best friend, and of course the children lost their father. So we'll keep you guys posted on any of this breaking news, but it's a shame to see things like this happen, and the question is why. It's a shame that we can't get the motive for days, but it's sad when things like this happen. And we want to protect each other. We want to protect ourselves. Whenever something bad happens, in the grieving process, we always try to intellectualize, well, what could we have done differently? Or what? So we're not in that position. Growing up, you would hear of these horrific crimes that would happen in the middle of the night. So people were told, don't go out in the middle of the night. Don't be out in the middle of the night. You'd hear of horrific crimes happening to a girl walking home alone at night. Never be alone. Never be walking alone. Never. And so you start to bring up, you start to make a list of things that puts you in a less risky situation, although I couldn't. I got off my shift at 11:20 at night and had to walk back to my apartment, which was not in a safe area. So I had, you know, a racquetball racket. I had my keys between my fingers, you know, as a weapon. So in case anybody did come up to me, I could do the best I could. But usually we try to identify things that would put us at risk and avoid those. So when you see something like this happen, it frightens you. So anybody you know can just decide to go berserk and kill you. And the last thing we need is us as Americans fearing other Americans. And I think that's where we're starting to go. If we're, what we saw with the Louisville, Kentucky shooter, where he was not a fired employee, but a current employee. Employees are in a meeting. He comes in. He tells one of his colleagues to leave. Then he shoots her in the back. And then he goes towards his other colleagues to shoot them. Nobody wants to think that their average coworker could be the one that causes their demise. And if this is the society we're living in right now, it's no wonder people don't want to go to work. It's no wonder people want to work remote. They don't want to be around other people. And I see this sort of behavior. Friends who would always be out and about, and you saw their Facebook posts, you never see them out and about. Now, it could also be maybe they're not posting, but I know personally they're just not hanging out with individuals anymore. They're not out in public. They're not, and it's, I think it's not the way to live life. I went to a couple of the clubs a few years back after COVID, and I got to tell you, it was amazing to be in a crowd with thousands of people and dancing and the music. And I know for a lot of people, they're like, oh gosh, that's such a turnoff. I don't want to be around people and get sick. And, you know, but it was, to me, it was really euphoric being around. And no, I didn't drink or do anything or whatever. I just went there to dance. But to dance, I haven't danced in years. So we started hitting some of the clubs with my son and his girlfriend. I know we were old. We're like, okay, you guys do your thing. We old people are going to go to the dance floor and not embarrass you guys. They're like, no, it's fine. Because I could dance. I mean, I didn't think I could dance, but I guess I could. Now, because nowadays, all you have to do is just stand in one single place and just kind of shake, you know, your hips and move your head. You know, back in the 80s, you had to have a whole plan. I mean, you had to have a whole choreography. So for me, that all I have to do is shake my tushy, I can do that. But, you know, I notice when I'm around people, I feel better. I did horrible during the lockdown. Even though I got to still talk to patients, I wasn't around people. Students were calling me saying, can we do some tutoring sessions? I'm like, yeah, but we're on lockdown. We're not supposed to be like, I can't handle this. Can we just, you know, so students would want to come over and hang out. You know, people need to be around people. But not if other people are going to be a threat. 1-877-FLE.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.